All right, nice to have everyone back here at the Public House. We are going to go down to San Diego for a very special treat, and that is a newcomer to our show. Adam, you know her very well, and that is Katie Wu. Katie covers the San Diego Padres for MLB. The Colorado Rockies are there. The Giants play the Rockies starting tomorrow. We'll be on at 9 a.m. tomorrow with our pregame on Labor Day. So I thought a good time for Katie to make her debut with us. Katie, how are you?
Hi, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Very good.
Hey, Katie. Question about the Padres. Now that we're into September, they're a team that's being looked at as well, I think, in general, the number one farm system across baseball. Fernando Tatis Jr., they made the big trade for Frankie Mejia from the Cleveland Indians. They've been active even before this season in acquiring Eric Hosmer. What are the thoughts around the Padres right now, heading into September and with the call-ups you might see this month?
The Padres are actually a very exciting team to be around right now. In September, rosters are expanding. They do have the best farm system in baseball. But something that's been really exciting for them recently is their foundation of rookie arms. Their starters have kind of just started to blossom together, and they've pitched quality outing after quality outing. They just notched 4 wins in a row. That's the Padres' longest winning streak of this season. And that's where the main focus is right now. Yes, they have Tatis Jr., who injured himself on a slide in minor leagues. He won't be called up for this season. They just called up Luis Urias. He's been phenomenal, had his first major league home run on Friday, I believe. It's a really exciting time for them, especially as they get to solve some of their rotation questions that they have going into the future. They have arms like Eric Lauer, Joey Lucchese, their more recent call-ups, Brett Kennedy, Jacob Nix. They've all really blended together as a really young starting foundation for this team, and that's exciting for them.
Boy, Katie Wu with us. She knows her stuff, obviously. You can tell from MLB.com. Jacob Nix pitches today against Kyle Freeland, so that means the Giants do not see Freeland. They'll see Tyler Anderson tomorrow against Bumgarner. Take us through a little bit of the game today, the matchup of Nix and Freeland, if you would.
Well, Jacob Nix is coming off the best start of his very young season. He's got called up about a month ago, and Tuesday, he pitched 8 1/3 innings, almost scoreless ball on just 79 pitches. This was against the Mariners. He was out for the shutout, even had a Maddux shutout. Maybe there was talk about that as he came out for the ninth. Unfortunately, gave up a solo home run to Nelson Cruz. Taken out of the game, still notched the win. He is young, but has some really good stuff. A little bit of inconsistency, but he's only had 4 starts. His probably most regrettable start is his second start of his career, where he didn't really make it. He didn't make it out of the first inning, was tagged for 5 runs. But those things happen for rookies. He's absolutely come back and has been beating off this super dominant start that he had on Tuesday. I think it'll be a great matchup. Kyle Freeland's a little, I think, underrated in the National League. I think he's the Padres have a big test ahead of them today, trying to figure him out.
Boy, I think it's a very good report on this one. Nix, the other thing is he didn't walk anybody, didn't strike anybody out. How about that?
Yeah. Right? Isn't that, is just crazy to me. He said he felt a little bit lucky that day. He's like, I had to be lucky. He had some great defensive plays behind him, but he said, I had to be lucky, really, because I wasn't striking anybody out.
Boy, so the Giants play the Rockies tomorrow, and this National League West is getting very interesting. The Dodgers and Arizona tied at the top. The Rockies are half a game back. The Giants 6.5 back. But the Rockies have not been hitting, and last night they broke loose a little bit against the Padres. They got things going. But this Rockies team, very uncharacteristic to go 28, 29 innings without an extra base hit. Arenado 0-for-19 at some point. So give us a little bit on the Rockies and what's going on with them offensively.
Definitely uncharacteristic of this Colorado team to come. I know that Petco Park isn't exactly Coors Field by any way, but still really, really uncharacteristic for the team to come in and just flat out not hit. I think it says a little bit about the testament of the rookie arms, and that they saw Robbie Erlin yesterday, who's been really formidable for the team, had a rough fastball command issue that really came to bite him in the 4th inning. DJ LeMahieu said after the game, they lost 2, won in extra innings on Thursday, and then lost in an eventual blowout on Friday, 7-0. But he said, we felt like we hadn't won in a month. And that really kind of sets the tone in the clubhouse right now. You know, these guys know this division is the most exciting division in baseball. You have 3 teams a half a game apart for first place. They know these games matter. Their next 19 games from now are all NL West. September is a huge month. Like, the Dodgers, for instance, four and a half games back last week, won seven of their last eight. Now they're tied for first. Things are changing every day, and they know that. So I think, you know, maybe yesterday was a nice reprieve. They got a little bit of, they got something going. Arenado snapped his 0-for-19 streak with a single and then a bloop double. Those kinds of hits get guys out of funk. So we'll have to see if they can solve Nick's, you know. The Mariners weren't able to solve him. Rockies will hope that they have a little bit of better luck today.
Katie Wu joins us of MLB.com down in San Diego covering the Padres, but also just talking some in general National League West. Marty and I yesterday were kicking around who we thought might win the National League, and it kind of came down to the Cubs, and then we sort of specified the National League West, and it's sort of it's tough to have a pick. Do you have a front runner out of the NL West for yourself?
It is really, really tough to have a pick, especially because with all the matchups that the division has between each other in September, I honestly think it'll be one game will define the whole division, and that is exciting if you're a fan, not so exciting if you're a player. So I don't really have a pick, actually. I think it'll come down to the last day of the season on who we see winning that division.
Well, that would be interesting because it's Giants-Dodgers the last weekend, and there's nothing the Giants would love to do more than knock the Dodgers out. How about that?
That's exactly how the Padres feel, too. I was talking to a couple of guys in the clubhouse the other day, and they said, hey, you know, we may be out of it, but we got a bunch of young talent coming in, and we like playing spoiler. And that's exactly what they've done to Colorado for two out of the three games this series. They're going to hope to do it again and take a series from them. It's exciting for these guys who may be a little bit more out of contention, but still can play a huge factor in how this division plays out.
All right, talk about Colorado a little bit more, because the bullpen is always the key for Colorado. And I know they kicked in a couple of late losses. What do you see in the bullpen? Has it straightened out a little bit?
You know, the bullpen, my best really chance of seeing them was Thursday when they went 13 innings. They eventually lost on a Framil Reyes walk-off home run. I think their bullpen is, you know, I haven't really gotten to see much of them. They didn't use them a lot in the 7-0 Friday loss. Wade Davis came out, had a 1-2-3 ninth inning yesterday. That was nice for him, got picked up the save. I think it's interesting that he leads the NL West as closer-wise and with an ERA of 4.77. I think that says a lot. I think a lot of teams have had bullpen issues. We'll see. You know, I think September, you got more arms coming in, roster's expanding. It'll be different, and sometimes that month where it's like, okay, let's lock in. This is last month. We're all in. Guys come out of nowhere with the kind of stuff that they have and can turn it on with a snap of a finger. So I think it'll be really interesting to see what their bullpen does to kind of lock in that spot and see if they can compete.
Boy, it's going to be fun. Giants go there tomorrow. Tyler Anderson for the Giants and Bumgarner. So Katie Wu with us. Katie, very, very good report on the Rockies. They haven't been hitting. They broke loose a little bit last night. And is Nick's a righty-lefty? He's a right-hander, isn't he?
Yeah, so Nick's is, yeah, he's right-handed. Really good. Just really good stuff all around. It's a little bit hard when he goes to the mound just because he's only made four starts in his major league career. You know, with those rookies, you're not trying to do too much with them. You're just trying to kind of see what they have and make those corrections as they go. But, you know, minus his rough start where, again, he didn't get out of the first inning, that's behind him. He's riding his best start. He was disappointed he didn't get to finish the shutout, but he was like, I know manager Andy Green has our best intention. I still think I could have finished it. And you like to see that kind of competitiveness and heart from a rookie, especially when, you know, your team is really out of contention at this point. They're really pretty much pitching for a spot in the rotation next year. We're seeing what their future could be with the club. So.
Very
with these
good.
Rookies, you never know what you're going to get, and I'm excited to see what he's able to do today.
Yeah, very good. You got our interest here. Freeland against Knicks. Rockies trying to get something going before the Giants come in.
And we've seen this come down to the last day of the season a couple of times in National League. Primarily, I always think back to 2007. You had the Rockies and the Padres play that game 163. Who do you think would be the starter in a game 163 for the Rockies? The rotation just seems like it's been up and down. John Gray spent time in the minors, though he was supposed to be a big prospect. Is there a guy that you can see as maybe who would be the horse for the Rockies down the stretch?
You know, I think at the beginning of the season, everyone would have pegged John Gray. I'm going to stick with my original opinion that Kyle Freeland is one of the most underrated pitchers in the National League this year. I think if I'm Bud Black, I'm going to peg him.
Wow.
He's also one of the only guys who's he's gone the distance this year, hasn't he? Is he one of the guys with a complete game? Maybe I'm thinking of Corbin. I'm mixing up my NL West lefties.
No, could be. Freeland could be. He's been very good at home.
Yeah.
Very good at home. Very good
at home.
All right. Hey, Katie, great report. Love having you on. We'll do this again. Thank you so much. Where do we follow you on Twitter? What's your Twitter handle?
you guys can follow me on Twitter at Katie J. Wu. Very simple. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, you guys.
No, glad to do. And now you got us cooking here about the Rockies and see what they can do, any hitting. And we're interested in the game today with Freeland, one of their best pitchers. So appreciate your time. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks again. Talk to you soon.
All right. That is Katie Wu. Very good, huh?
Yeah, good stuff.